On August 29, 1949, the Soviet Union secretly exploded an atomic bomb at an isolated testing site in Kazakhstan. 9 days later, an American B-29 atmospheric detection reconnaissance plane flying over the northern Pacific picked up radioactive readings on special filter paper designed expressly to detect just such an explosion. On September 9th, the news was transmitted to high-ranking officials in the Truman administration. No one wanted to believe it, and Truman himself expressed skepticism. To settle the matter, it was agreed that a panel of experts would analyze the evidence. Tellingly, the Defense Department picked Vannevar Bush to chair the panel. When called, Bush suggested it would be more reasonable if Dr. Oppenheimer chaired such a technical panel, but an Air Force general told Bush they preferred him as chairman. Bush acquiesced, but he made sure to have Oppenheimer on the panel. Oppenheimer had just returned from Perro Caliente when Bush called to tell him the news. The panel of experts met for 5 hours on the morning of September 19th. While Bush presided, Oppenheimer directed many of the questions, and by lunchtime everyone agreed that the evidence was overwhelming. Joe 1 was indeed an atomic bomb test, and furthermore, it was a very close copy of the Manhattan Project's plutonium bomb. The following day, Lilienthal briefed President Truman on the detection panel's conclusions and pleaded with him to make an immediate announcement. Lilienthal noted in his diary that he tried every argument I knew with so little apparent headway. Truman balked, saying he was not even certain that the Soviets had a real bomb. He told Lilienthal that he would sit on the news for a few days and think about it. When Oppenheimer heard this, he was incredulous and upset. An opportunity was being missed, he told Lilienthal, to seize the initiative. Finally, 3 days later, a still doubtful Truman reluctantly announced that an atomic explosion had occurred in the Soviet Union. He pointedly refused to say that it had been a bomb. A shocked Edward Teller called Oppenheimer and asked him, "What do we do now?" Oppenheimer replied laconically, "Keep your shirt on."